This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The worst terrorist attack ever on Egyptian soil has killed at least 83 people. A series of explosions struck the Red Sea resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Reporter Lindsay Wise is there, and she joins us. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
What's the scene right now? Can you tell us what you're looking at?
It's a pretty grim scene, actually. Sharm el-Sheikh is a very beautiful place, white beaches and mountains in the background of Sinai. But there have been some very gruesome attacks here. There was the first attack was just after 1 a.m. Saturday morning. It occurred at a local market or souk. And it seems to have been perhaps a car bomb. It's still unclear at this point, but it occurred in a crowded market area. At the other two attacks happened in Naima Bay area of Sharm el-Sheikh, one at a hotel called the Rizala Gardens. Mm-hmm. This hotel was completely destroyed. It really looks like a scene of utter devastation. It was so blown away that the entire facade is gone of the hotel, and you know the roof was blown off, and all you can see now are the remains of the foundation and concrete, not even a stick of furniture. The third scene appears. Oh, go ahead.
Please, Lindsay.
Okay. The third scene appears to have been in a parking lot. Witnesses say it might have been a suicide bomber who didn't quite make it to his destination at a local club, but it seems to have taken a great toll there as well. Mostly tourists seem to have been the victims in this case, though a few Egyptians were caught in the carnage as well, including some police officers. One eyewitness who rushed to the scene immediately after the bombing said he saw at least 8 bodies on the ground and body parts strewn around. He said that the blast was so hot that it had actually cauterized the wounds of some of the victims who didn't realize that they were missing limbs. It was sounding really, truly horrible.
What are authorities there saying about who they believe is responsible, what their course of action is now?
Well, right now it seems that we're really in the early investigative stages. No one has issued any kind of definitive statement on who might be responsible, although I think that a group related to al-Qaeda has announced that it is taking responsibility for the attacks. But at this point, I think it's too early to say.
And can we anticipate any actions by the Egyptian government? They certainly have had an interest of trying to crack down on terrorist groups and cells before.
Yes, Egypt has had an unfortunate string of attacks recently, including one near here, also not in Sharm el-Sheikh, but in the Sinai, Taba, where a number of tourists were killed. I think something like 34 or 35 tourists were killed at a car bomb attack on a hotel there. And since then, they really did a sweep of the whole Sinai Peninsula and also in the Islamic groups throughout the country. And I think that, in fact, they were even attacked by Human Rights Watch for detentions in which they just held people without actually acknowledging that they were being held or issuing their names.
Reporter Lindsay Wise.
I'm sure that Mubarak will crack down on the terrorists at this point. The Egyptians are very reliant on tourism, and this is a hard blow to them.
Thank you very much, Reporter Lindsay Wise in Sharm el-Sheikh.